say we'll spend just a short time on understanding the kesher between Parshas Nitzavim and Rosh Hashanah. Ready, the Baalei HaTosfos say it's found already in the Chazal that Ezra was Mesaken. All of the Kriyos HaParshios is all very much B'tachlis HaDiktuk, that we should read Parshas Nitzavim before we go into Rosh Hashanah. Al Stichle Shana O Klolo Yisrael. That the year should end, the Klolo should end, talk on the year that we just had, definitely we could say, B'kol Nimei Nafshenu, Tichle Shana O Klolo Yisrael. And Tochel Shana O Bruch Yisrael. So that's why the Klolos from Parshas Kisova is ended. And Nitzavim is the... Nitzavim obviously is the way you get... You move weiter. Tochel Shana B'chayseho. So Voshtei Do. So I'm going to tell you one Nekuda that's already Mevusis in Chazal, that it all lies in the first Pasuk. First Pasuk. Atem nitzovim ayoim kulchem ufnei Hashem leikech. The Zohar says that the word hayoim is Rosh Hashanah. When it says in the Torah hayoim, it's meramez on Rosh Hashanah. And that's atem nitzovim ayoim. Hayoim is Rosh Hashanah. The Baalei HaTosfos, the Rekeach, they talk about this barichas, that hayoim is Rosh Hashanah. If you look at the end of the tefillah, on the Yom Neroim, we have the end of Musaf. We have the seven Hayoims, right? Hayoim Tamseinu, the ganze Hayoims at the end of the Chazor Sashatz. We have the Nigen. That Nigen everybody sings usually B'chol Leiv. First of all, it's the end of Musaf. Nigen Shenahem. Shengendik the Lange Tfilah. But the Rekeach says, the Baalei Tosfos say that the Hayoim is connecting to this Inyan of Atam Nitzovim Hayoim. But the Rekeach adds why it's seven. Why seven ayoims? So seven ayoims is connected to Shiva Shema Shigesh Loi Lietzahar. If you look at the Gemara in the end of Sukkah, the Gemara says that the Yetzahar has seven names. It goes through what each one of the Nevi'im, what they called them, Tzvoini, on all, every name that's there. So Kilu Rosh Hashanah, when Mizgaber, we overcome, we become Atem Advek. What do we say before we say Hayoim? For Atem Advekim Hashem Alekechem Chaim Kulchem Hayoim Umegate Vaita Hayoim Hayoim Hayoim. So somehow when Mizgaber over the Yetzahara Lagamre, and that his Gabrus is reflected in the Hayoim that we say at the end of davening. Vaita the inyu from Hayoim. Now you could mamish go through Kol HaTorah, and you'll see that Hayoim is Keseder, Keseder. Hayoim, Hayoim, all over. It says, by Matan Torah, the only thing that we have is it says, Hayoim Azeh Bo Midbar Sinai. So Rashi says, that's al Biram is on Torah. The Hayoim, if you look at Rashi in Parshas Yisrael. In Kriyishma, Rashi says it again. Says Hayoim, keeps on saying Hayoim, Hashonechim, Mitzav, Hayoim, Hayoim. Everything is Hayoim. When it talks about being Moise Torah to the next door, Vaita de Zobazach. It says, Vaidatum Levanecho, Velevnei Vanecho, Yoim Hashem Mato, Levnei Hashem Lekech. Right? So Rashi there brings down the Zelbinian, Yoim, Rav Shach Zatzal was Oimit on it, because Lechaira, Vaidatum Levanecho, Levnei Vanecho, Yoim Hashem Mato, Levnei Hashem Lekech. You should be Medea to your children, the Torah. The day, the yoim, the hayoim, yoim ha-shamat, la-shamat, la-shamat. So if Shach always used to say, so you would think it's a lashon mushal, it doesn't mean hayoim. It means what you learned that day. Give over to your children what you learned, what you were makabel that day. Right? So Rashi Kilu goes out of his way, if you look at Rashi, he brings down Chazal. He goes out of your way, don't make a mistake to think like that. And Rav Shach used to say it, he said, Azoy darf man trachten. Yoyim Hashemad Yoyim Agar B'chayrev means the Torah that you learned that day. Also Rashi Zok Nitazay. Rashi says Yoyim Hashemad Yoyim Agar B'chayrev. You should give over the Yoyim. Says Rashi, Hakoylo is Vabrokim. You look over there in Rashi. Hakoylo is Vabrokim. One of the Indian of Tkiya Shofar and Chodesh Elul, it's all Mavusis on the Tana of Elio, that when Moshe was Oyle, they didn't want that Klai Yisrael should make the same mistake they made the first time around with the Egel Azov. So Mamela and the tour brings us down. So they blew Shofar. They should know when Moshe left. It's even not so posh that they blew every day in Chodesh Elul. So Machlek is Rishonim. If they blew once when Moshe went up, well, they blew every day. But that's not relevant to this discussion. They blew. So it always bothered me on the Tonad Ve'elio. Why a Shofar? Stam, if the Shail of Cheshbon, they should have made a Sfir Zohimer. Why Shofar? What's Pshat Dafka Shofar? The Mashmois, the Tonad Ve'elio, is they didn't want Klai Yisrael to make a toss in Cheshbon. It was a Cheshbon Zach. It's a cheshbon. So you figure it out. What do you need a shofar for? Zichah the shittas who hold a blue shofar every day. What do you need a shofar? So then, when I was maimik in the Inyan, I saw B'shem the Ramam Ipanu. He says that it wasn't just cheshbon. They wanted the koil ha-shofar of Matan Torah. Tak, if somebody could get me a Shulchan Aruch or a Chaim Aleph. So, they wanted Yena Kol Shofar of Matan Torah. They wanted the Hayom of Matan Torah. What's how do we understand that? Rashi brings down that what's the Atam Nitzavim Yashukayach? What's the Atam Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem? So Rashi says, Lufi Sheshomu Yisrael. Mea Klolis Chasr Shnayim, when Klai Yisrael heard the 98 Klolis, Pashas Kisovay. Hoiriku Pneim. Poshet Hoiriku Pneim. They got white, green. Poshet, they were totally in despair. The Omru Mi Yochol Lamoy Beila. Who could be able to be Oymen in such a Tachach? We Taka don't like the Teuchacha, right? We don't even like to read it. The Baal Kriya reads it very fast, sometimes with 20 mistakes. And lo, we don't call up somebody for the Oila. Hisrul Moshe Lefais. So Moshe was Mephais. Why is Moshe being Mephais? They got the message. They got the message. What's the problem? They got the message. I always noticed by Shabbos Shuvid Rosha, David Yosef, your father was the first one to point it out to me. Your father, Olam Shalom, Reb Zundel, he was by my first Shabbos Shuvid Rosha I ever gave. So I noticed when you give a Shabbos Shuvid Rosha, so your father pointed it out to me. He says, everybody thinks you're talking to the guy next to him. People come over to me afterwards, they go, the Rav Mamish Chapt an Indian that I know people need to hear. It's always Yene. You know what I mean? Yene. No matter how much you try to delve into a point, they'll go, yeah, that's a great point. Punk by me, rather, that's okay. Punk by me, but the guy next to me, Mamish, this is Mamish what he had to hear. My wife had to hear it also. So Sean, my wife wasn't there. My wife should have heard it. Yeah? Yene. Klai Yisrael over here, they got the point. It's true. You can't. The Teuchacha wasn't given to us to hear it and to say, not bad, I could coast through that. That's not why the Teuchacha was given. The Teuchacha was given to us and told to us, so we should take a feel. Mi yochol lamay beile. So we got the message. So Moshe should have told him, "Ain't a chanami. Be good." Be good, Taka. Nein. So, Moshe Rabbeinu, Atem nitzovim ayoim, hischu Moshe lufaisam. Atem nitzovim ayoim, harbe ich astem lamoke. You guys messed up. We're holding 40 years in the Midbar. There's been many occasions where you messed up. And lamaisa, hagei atem kayomim lufano. What's the tzach? Klal Yisrael, Taka, get the message, and Moshe says, it's not so. Don't worry. Geht Moshe Rabbeinu weiter. Pen yesh pochem ishe isho mishpocho ishe vada shalov ovoi poin ayem ima shem olikeinu. We're going right back to the Teuchacha. Maybe there's somebody here, an ish, a mishpocho shevet, shalov ovoi poin ayem ima shem. That Taka is not ready to be makabel what they have to be makabel. Then, says Moshe Rabbeinu, V'hoyah b'shomei d'vei z'bovoi lem b'shalom yili, lo yoy v'ashem s'loyach lo. Ki oz yesh anaf Hashem v'kinosoi bo yishahu, v'rovtso bo yikolo olo aksuvo v'asefer hazeh. I'm ready now for another Atem Nitzov Mayur. So you have Pashas Kisova. Klai Yisrael gets scared. L'chayra properly. Moshe Rabbeinu sees her. They got scared. Miyuch Alamid Be'el. Look, Moshe, don't worry. Habeich Astem Lamokem. You're still here. Okay. Baruch Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu. Pen yesh pochem, isha isha mishpoch yosho lovo v'poin ayoyim. V'rov tzoboy kol haklol haksuvo. Yeah, shan af Hashem. These psukim are even scarier than the Teuchach. Yeah, shan af Hashem v'kinos li b'isha hu. V'rov tzoboy kol haklol haksuvo v'sefer hazeh. V'ostu tzachto. So obviously something's being said. This is what I want to tell you. Just one other Hayoim I want to point out to you. Like I said, if you go through Hayoim, you'll see countless times the Torah emphasizes the Hayoim. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that they met Eliyahu HaNavi and they asked him, Amosai Kosimar, when is Mashiach coming? So he said, Hayoim in B'koyle Tishmo. Today. Anyway, he met him afterwards. He told him, What are you telling me? Baba Maises. So he told him, Hayoim in Bekoiloi Tishmo. What was the shock of Atari? Hayoim in Bekoiloi Tishmo. Well, what's he talking about? What's the tzachto? So it's right to the dogish. Is on the Hayoim. There's a dogish. There's an emphasis on Hayoim. What's the emphasis of Hayoim? So it could be the Olam remembers, I brought down a couple of years ago, the Gemara in Chagiga. Peladik Gemara there in Chagiga. The Gemara brings down, they went to Rabbi Yeshua in Pekin, and they were reflecting back what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said in the Beis Medrash, and Rabbi Shua asked them, what was the Chiddush in the Beis Medrash? So they told him, Atem nitzov ayoyim kulchem lefnei Hashem lekeichem, osheichem, sgeichem, tapchem, osheichem. So he says, Rabbi Elazar darshan like this, Bishloimo, men kam, lumot, anoshim boim, shmoya, Taf Lomobo. Why Taf? What do you need babies there for? Right? Taf Lomobo. Kidelite in Schar Lomavieim. Okay. The Gemara obviously is Shver. The whole Gemara is Shver. Because if Taka Taf Lomobo, Monashach. If it's a Kotn Shigil Chinuch, so what do you mean Taf Lomobo? You're being Mechanachim. What's the question? Taf Lomobo. Kidelichanchoi. If you're talking about taf, that's not holding there, that they're not Higiyah L'chinuch. So why Taki bringing him? Lita in Tzchah? Well, you get Tzchah for schlepping? So schlep suitcases. Stop, fill up suitcases. And go. You didn't know how to do that. You go to the airport. The only people with overweight suitcases is them. Sit there by the counter, by the checkout counter, moving around stuff from one suitcase to another suitcase. Put it back on, take it off. Some older than I go to. Got a pair of shorts with a toothbrush. Right? I was like, hey, this. I eat can gain 5 hours, go for 1 week. 50 pounds was 50 pounds. What about the 50 pounds? Right? We've had many times when we took other people's stuff. You come out, the guy says, how's your suitcase? You put your suitcase on. So Efshes on the game, Litain Shalom of the AM. Stop, take carry stones. I think the question of the Gemara was, Taf Loma Ba, obviously we're talking about a kid that has no reason to come. They're too young to be Mekabel Chinuch. Manushuch, if they're the age to be Mekabel Chinuch, the question's not a question. So the whole question was, Taf Loma Ba. A child that there's no benefit. Not only that, some of the Bali Toises learned that we're talking about Taf that Shter. There's Rabbi Yehuda HaChosen on this. That says that the Taflam Abo was even with a question. They only stare. It's not only they don't gain. They stare. Taflam Abo, they stare. Kidelit in Salam Aviyim. Somebody just asked me a couple of weeks ago, they were making an Eifruf, and their wife wanted to make a new thing. This wasn't their first Eifruf. They made Eifrufs in the past. They spend a lot of money on an Eifruf. Right, because if you make a Hamish Oif, if you don't think so much, you know, kids, not kids, doesn't bother you so much. But if you're doing it in a hotel, you're spending $250,000, you're having, you know, all the tchatchkaluch, and then the grandfather gets up to speak, the uncle gets up to speak, and the kids make noise. The little kids make noise. The wife wanted to make a thing. From now on, this Oifruf, and from now on, the children are not welcome. People with the little kids, either you have to give your kids to somebody for Shabbos, or you figure it out, but you can't bring the kids. Even the sibling, you know, the sibling married, the married siblings, shouldn't come. So, and he said, it's, by him, it's like a shter to him to tell his own kids that they can't bring their kids. It's not so comfortable, you should send it to the in-laws. So he was asking my chavis das. So first of all, that I'm not that stupid to give chavis das like this without a person's wife, because I know whatever I'm going to tell him is going to be. So I had his wife call. They should both be on the phone. And I explained to her, I said, by me, a simcha is mit the kinder. The simcha is mit the kinder. The children screaming in the background. Das a chelik von the simcha. You're celebrating doiris. You're celebrating the siastus of a bias. There's a beautiful disturbance. And I didn't get it on my own. The Bali Ateis who say, Rabbi Yehuda HaChosen says that Taf Loma Bo, Sishtelt, the kinder Shtel, the kids, they push it, they disturb. No. Litein Shalom of Yehiyam, they won't lose from it. You'll only gain from it. Obviously, it's two different inyonim, Simcha, Pesmeter, it's two different things, but I'm just telling you, the Dion, Litein Shalom of Yehiyam. But if, what's the answer? If the question is that the kid has nothing to gain from it, so what's the answer? Zokter Bishua, Margolazu Hoysa Bietcha, Ubikashtim Labdomimeni. You had this diamond, this beautiful vort from Rebbe Lezer. Imam is a diamond. You don't tell it to me. So the obvious question is, the whole Gemara is hard to understand. You wouldn't say, oh, this is a diamond. Wow, this is a diamond that Rabbi Yeshua, Yena Rabbi Yeshua, that the Tanah talks about in Pirkei Avos, the Godla Tanoim. He needed this diamond. Litein Shalom Aviyayim. So there's a Murray Dikam Meshachachm that I said over years ago. I don't know if the Olam remembers it. Murray Dikam Meshachachm. The Arsameach says like this, It's really a Yerushalmi. It's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, when it talks about Rabbi Yeshua, what does it call him? Ashrei Yeladetoi. If you look at Mishnah Pirkei Avos, it lists the milas of different Tanoim. When it talks about Rabbi Yeshua, it says, what's his mila? Ashrei Yeladetoi. Now, obviously, the Gemara says in the end of Yuma, any Ben Torah, Talmud Chochem, Yerei Shamayim, Ashrei Avavim Yisheyoldoi, Ashrei Rabbi Shalomdei Torah, but vice the chois, Rav Yeshua was unique. He had a unique mila, and Chazal talk about him Ashrei Yeladetoi. Ashrei Yeladetoi. Lamaisa, the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says in Chagiga, that when they were being Meshabeach Rav Yeshua, who he was, they said, where did he get his mila? Where did Rav Yeshua get his mila? How was he zoich? Zok the Gemara, Yerushalmi, that when he was born, his mother took the cradle into the Beis Medrash. The mama, she took the cradle. I'm not talking about when he was upshel, when he was 3 years old. Meretach, the cradle. He was a baby, still a nursing baby. She took the cradle in the Beis Medrash. And she said, Yichnasu divrei Torah ba'aznav. Yichnasu divrei Torah ba'aznav. Zok to Or Sameach. That's why the Tanoim, when they spoke about his godless, they said, Ashrei Yeladetoi. Because the mother, by her bringing him in, and saying that his ears should absorb Torah, even though he's a baby. That's why he grew to be who he became. He grew to be Rabbi Yeshua, because his mother, Yeladetoi, had the seichel, had the bina, to take him in Beis Medrash. That's why it's Ashrei Yeladetoi. Zok to Or Sameach. Nitztayer Rabbi Yeshua kol yomov. Where is there a mocker for such a thing, for what his mother did for him? He is that person. He's that baby. Where's the mocker? The mocker is Taphim. Rabbi Yeshua heard this. He said, Margolizu oisa b'yetchem, and you didn't tell it to me. I am that. I am the embodiment of that memre. I embody that. I capture that. That my. We know that in the Toichacha itself it says, we had that also in Vayikra. We spoke many times that the what's Pshat Tachshav Vato Hashem Lekecha B'Simcha V'Tzuv Leivov? Good is the Alasot Pshat Amlach, right? I always held Poshe Pshat is that if you're Oyver Hashem B'Simcha, you don't fall into the ground. If you Gans Avodas Hashem is a B'Dieved, even if you're Oyver Hashem, but you're an Oyver Hashem als B'Dieved, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Tachas, if you want to figure out why you got the Toichach, you didn't get the Toichach because you felt Simcha. You got the Toichach because you fell into the Eldarai. But you want to know, why did you fall so deep? Why did you fall so deep? A person who's Oyver Hashem B'Simcha doesn't fall into the ground. If you fell into the ground, it means you were next to the ground to begin with. It means you were around the Boyer. Why were you around the Boyer? Tachas HaShalivatas HaShem L'Kecha B'Simcha. That's what Rabbeinu Yehuda says. When they didn't make Birchas HaTorah, Lo Yoyis HaTorah Chashuva Beinayim. It's not because they had the Churban because the Torah wasn't Choshev. The Torah wasn't Choshev, then you could have Gilarai Shvichas Domin Avod Azor. An excited Yid, a person who has a Geshmakite in his Yiddishkeit, doesn't fall into the ground. You're lacking the Geshmak. You're lacking the Geshmak, you fall into the ground. The Taz says, Amor Yedik Taz. The Taz says the bracha that we make, the Birchas HaTorah, we make Noisen HaTorah. So the Taz says, where the Nusach of Noisen HaTorah come from? He says, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu, hear my, what he says. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Noisein banu tam chodosh kol yoyim batoyla. That time that he gave us by Maimon Har Sinai, we have the ability every day to get that geshmakai, that excitement every day. And they will, and it, don't think, is it possible? The Rebbeinu Shem put it into the Birchas HaTorah. That's the Birchas HaTorah. Noisin HaTorah, Zoktataz, Noisin is a Loshon Hoive. It means that right now, that coil, coil Godel that it says by Mount Torah, that big coil, that Tkiya Shofar, that coil Godel, Lo Yosaf, it didn't stop. Every day, you have the ability every day to have a new Gishmakai, to learning like a brand new thing. And if you do, you'll never fall. You're never going to fall all the way down. Avada, you trip around a little bit. You'll never sink. You'll never sink. That's the key. Memela, the key of success is Hayoim. The key of success is to plug into the Hischatshus. Not to be happy with mediocrity. Stam, yeah, it's a ganz fine. Bava Metzia is going ganz fine. Ganz fein is not the solution. Ganz fein is not the solution. That's why Borossi Yetzirah, you could say Borossi Torah Tavlin, there's so many different pirushim we just spoke about a couple of weeks ago. One of the pshatim you could say is Borossi Torah Tavlin, the Torah makes, spices up your Yiddishkeit. Your Yiddishkeit has a tam. Your Yiddishkeit has a tam. If you think you could shake lulav with a Tavlin, without having a shaychist understanding, what is halulov? You could go to your rabbi and tell him, and he'll buy you the lulav, he'll make sure it's okay, it's green and straight, and it's not split. But if you don't have teiras lulav, you don't have a tavlin. Zok the Eibish the Barossi Yetzahora, I gave you a Yetzahora. But the only way to overcome the Yetzahora is if your Yiddishkeit has tavlin. But how does the Yiddishkeit have tavlin? Torah tavlin. The Torah makes that your whole, that everything has a spice. That you're excited about it. And that's why the Torah emphasizes again, ayoyim, and ayoyim, and ayoyim. That's the message. If you have ayoyim, voidatim levonechim, levonechim, zok trefshach, what do you have to give over your children? Not stam Torah. You have to give over your children hakoylois v'abrokim. The gishmakai, the frishkai, the ayoyim. That's the key. That's the key. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, Klal Yisrael. That if you have the Hayoim, then you need Sylvia. You're saying, I'm for the boss of a dome. How am I going to do it? Moshe said, you have the key. Atam Nitzav Mayim Kulcha. If you grab onto the Hayoim, you will manage. Yes, you'll have Mapolos. Everybody has Mapolos. Harbi Chastem. Avada. But Kolzman, you have the mid of Ayoim, you're going to survive. But Penyesh Bochem, Isha Isha Mishpocha Yishev, Shalavovi Poinet, Shalom Yili, Chtafnisht. I don't need it. I don't need the Atam Nitzav in Ayoim. For Rov Tzubay Kol HaKol HaKsuvah B'Sefer HaZeh. Then he's not going to get anywhere. The Eitzah for all the Shiva Shema Sheyesh Loi Li Eitzah Hor is Hayoim. That's the Rekeach. That's why we end off the Yom Lerom with the Shiva Shemus. And each one we say, Hayoim, Hayoim, Hayoim. Because no matter what form Yetzirah we're talking about, obviously when Chazal tell us, Shiva Shemus, Yesh Lo Yetzirah, they're not just telling us when you make a Mishaberach, so you know what it is. What name it is. When you write the Ksuba. They're telling us the Yetzirah has different forms. The way he presents himself to you. Everybody, the Yetzirah knows how to get every person on their... Rabbi Yankov Zatzal, I heard this from him so many times. He said, every age... You get a new Yetzirah that fits your age. He said, by his age, when he looks around, there weren't too many people his age. His Yetzirah, the Yetzirah from COVID. That's the Yetzirah from Arayas when you're 90. It's not burning. So the Yetzirah comes and Shiva Shemus Yesh Loi Li Yetzirah. He has many different ways he comes to you. What's the battle? How do you win it? How you... Hayoim, the having the geshmak, and that's what a person has to work on, not fixing holes, but inspiring themselves to have that excitement. And that excitement can only come from Torah. That excitement can only come from Torah. I always say when I see it in younger light, when they're learning, they spend months and months on a miktsoya. And then you see the geschmackite from them. The geschmackite from them. My son, Lo Yitzchak, he was spending a whole year on ribbis. It's not enough. I see when I talk to younger light, learn Hilchas ribbis. A year is nothing. But it's enough that they have a geschmackite. Somebody comes over with a ribbis shaila. Mishpringt rein. You can't get that geschmackite otherwise. You can't say, well, I'm just gonna inspire myself about ribbis. And that's the way it is every part of our life. If we educate ourselves, we realize that the Torah is the tavlin of our Yiddishkeit. The Torah is the tavlin from the ganze Yiddishkeit, then we need Sovim Kulchim. Nein, das allein. Das Schalem of Yehem is Zevel and Kriegen. Yeah. Das allein.